Hello, everybody. So today's going to be a lot less scripted, but it's still going to be just as important. And that's because we're going to be talking a lot more about what's going on for the next year, what's going to be looking forward for the rest of 2022, and what we can look forward to in 2023. For 2022, it comes down to me simply deciding that this episode is going to be the last episode of 2022. I'm not going to be doing any writing, any podcasting, until the end of this year. So November and December are going to be silent for one important purpose, and it's so that I can spend the time reading the scriptures. I'm going to be going through Judges, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, might go into the Chronicles, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, I don't know yet, but the gist of it all is that I've learned if I don't have enough scripture within me, if I don't have a daily appetite of the scriptures, I'm not able to continue talking about them. Scripture is described as the bread of life when you read through it. And that's because the words in the Bible are the very things that keep your spirit alive. That's what sustains you. That's how God reveals things to you, in addition to the times when he speaks through his Holy Spirit. You can't be too reliant on either one. And let me explain what I mean. So when you read the scriptures, it's very easy to ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit. Whereas if you're focusing only to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit during your time of prayer, you can easily forget to read through the scriptures. And so in your mind, you unbalance the importance of both things, which is why it's important to have both together. We can't have one without the other if we want to make sure we are properly in balance. We know scripture so that when we hear the voice of God during our prayer time, we are able to know that is truly God's voice, because we have learned about who he is in scripture. We have learned what he's saying and if it accurately is in accordance with what he's revealed about himself. But if we do not know that he speaks to us from what we read in scripture, we will not know that he speaks. We will not know to seek for him and to listen for his voice. Probably doing a horrible job explaining it, but that's the best I can do at the moment. And that little rabbit trail brings us back to what I'm going to be doing for the next 2 months of 2022. For November and December, I'm going to be doing a lot of scripture reading from the Book of Judges and going along until 2nd Chronicles, I believe. How long that will take for us to go through that time period, I don't know. But I do know that I'm going to begin reading with the goal of going through all those books. Now, as I go through reading all those things, I'm expecting for God to reveal things to me. Today is October 31st. I actually started reading through Judges this morning. And I'm just seeing in the first few chapters that there's a lot to talk about. And so, as I read through for the next 2 months, I'm going to be making notes, writing things down, turning them into podcasts. I'm not going to be publishing them until next year. The whole point is that when next year comes along, we're going to have a nice buffer zone where I'm able to keep reading and writing and then pretty much fill out enough episodes for the rest of the year so that I can spend the rest of that empty time, which I'm not doing podcasting, to do other events such as talk to people, run Bible studies, have more time to be a lot more active in my church locally. And from that, I want to talk about some of the things that I am planning to do for changes to our Isaiah 118 Ministries website. One thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add a blog section, so that way I'm able to transition, instead of writing my blogs on my personal site, which is zacharycoffeeauthor.wordpress.com, I'm going to be adding a blog page dedicated to Isaiah 118 Ministries, where I'm going to have the script, so to speak, for the blog podcast, which I'm going to have there, and then we're going to have the embed player for the podcast, so that you're able to subscribe to our blog, while also being able to listen to the podcast right there when you click the link to see the blog. And all this is for the sake of improving user interaction and what's what we're looking for, customer satisfaction, ease of access, and all those things you hear them talk about in the corporate world. Because while this is ministry, there are a lot of business aspects to this. Customer service, and while you don't like seeing people as customers of the ministry, that's still the proper mindset to see them as they're coming to you for spiritual growth, for spiritual nourishment. You want to make it as easy. I don't want to use that word, but that's the best word I can think of. You want to make it as headache-free for them in order to access that service that you are providing. And that's what I want to be doing for the next few months. I'm going to toy around a bit with the website, so if things change, don't be surprised. You know what's going on. And as I figure that stuff out, I also want to touch some things up on the resource page so that when you look at the web URL, it actually goes Isaiah118ministries.org-resources and not the dash 15 something, which happened when the page was automatically generated through the software that I'm using. But anyways, how does this relate to 2023? In 2023, I'm intending to add, in addition to the stuff that comes from reading through Judges through Chronicles, there will be also a second segment, which I'm planning to call Media Mondays. If you follow my personal blog, then you know I've done that off and on, a lot more often on. The whole point is, for that one, it will be applying these skills of analytical thinking to the pop culture media that we consume. Primarily the stuff that I consume, because I'm a niche guy, so I have a very limited window. I'll do my best with what I got, and if you want to give any suggestions, films, TV shows, maybe video games if you like RPGs, I'm one of those guys who likes a good story-based video game. I am a nerd, yes, I do wear glasses, and yes, I do like tabletop RPGs and have a nice little set of dice on one of my shelves in my living room. Okay, I've given them way too much embarrassing information. Let's change the topic here. But the point is, I want to be able to not just be someone who is from a high tower saying, here's what I know, and here's me, and I'm better than everyone. I don't want to be that guy. Granted, it is easy when you're talking on the recorder to sound that way. I hope that's coming across as me being sarcastic, because I'm very bad at tone descriptions, and I don't think I have a good radio voice. If you know someone who has a better radio voice, I wish I had that voice, because right now, when I hear myself over the recording, I feel like an annoying person. However, okay, I think I've made fun of myself enough for this episode, but let's get back to the main point, and it's that I'm going to be adding a portion to the ministry. This Media Mondays will not be a separate podcast, so don't go worrying about where is it. It's going to be still part of the Thoughtful Thursdays podcast. It's just going to have a different window card, wherever the image is properly called. On YouTube, they call it a thumbnail. Don't remember what the proper name for it, but the podcast is. But I'm going to be having a special dedicated Media Mondays thumbnail for it. And that'll be the way you distinguish between the episodes. Unless I'm inspired to draw a specialized, thematically appropriate, unique thumbnail for it, it will be a standard Media Mondays thumbnail. Or else it will be the standard Thoughtful Thursdays thumbnail. So let's do a quick recap since I've talked about a lot of stuff in a short amount of time. First is that I'm planning to update the website, make it easier to navigate. I also want to add a blog so that you're able to read what I write and speak. I'm planning to add a blog so that you're able to read what I'm talking about, because I want to transition from my personal blog to having a dedicated blog for this ministry page, which is something I should have done at the beginning of this year, but I didn't because reasons. And now, am I going to be taking my old writings and adding them here? Maybe, I don't know, I haven't thought that far, but I do know that going forward, I want to have posts with the associated podcast link tied to it, if that makes sense. I'm going to have the player on the podcast. I'm going to have the episode podcast on the blog so you're able to either read the blog, listen to the podcast, just to make it easier for ease of interaction. I am planning to add a second segment to the podcast so that we can have a lot less analysis of scripture and a lot more analysis of pop culture, TV shows, films, music, that type of stuff. Just because that's something that is interesting to me. Some of you may not like it, some of you may. You'll be able to tell the difference between the two types of content because of the image associated with them. I'll have a dedicated thumbnail for Media Mondays, which will be the one with all the pop culture analysis of TV shows, movies, and such. Then it will be the usual thumbnail for Not the Thursdays, which you all know and love. Unless, of course, I'm led to draw a thematically appropriate, unique image for that episode, but I digress. The final and most important thing I want to make sure you know is I'm going to be not writing anything, or at the very least, I'm not going to be publishing anything for the rest of this year, for the rest of 2022, so that I can make a dedicated focus on reading scriptures, starting in the Book of Judges, all the way till 2 Chronicles, so that I'm able to have a lot of scripture inside of me that I'm able to chew on, write about, think on, and just have stuff for you guys so I'm able to put it out on a regular basis next year instead of what has happened this year, which has been haphazard here and there, no real predictability to it. At worst, I won't put it, it'll be at every 2 weeks. At best, I'll be having enough stuff buffered up from the past 2 months of study and scripture reading, analysis, notes, all that stuff, so that I'll be able to give you all a steady rhythm of weekly outputs, weekly updates, things of that nature. The only thing that will not be like that will be the Media Mondays. Those will be a bit more sporadic as things come to me, and a lot less formulaic, and may seem a bit more out and all over the place. Aside from that, that's all I have to say for today. I wish you all a Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. If you're in the United States or Canada, Happy Thanksgiving. And until the next time, courage and Godspeed. Also, if you want to read through Judges all the way through the Chronicles for the next few months so you know what we're going to be talking about, I highly encourage it. Always get into Scripture. And again, courage and Godspeed.